Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
That's right. Excuse me. I'm sorry, you guys. What? Just had something go down the wrong throat. All right, goddammit, we ready to roll with this damn show. This is the Down and Dirty Show. 101. Basic information for Bonehead having some game about bras. Myself, I believe in promoting. I just do. I believe in promoting you. I try to establish that by doing exactly that for myself. Some people are kind of turned off by a person that, you know, do the toots their own horn all the time or whatever. But I just don't believe that you should be quiet about what you believe. I don't believe it. I believe that you just must want exposure. I also believe that most of the people, if not all the people that are insecure, would have you believe that the person who's tooting their own horn is really the one who's insecure. But I swear, I don't believe that. I mean, it could be true if you want to look at it in a certain way. Because in a certain way, if you're confident, you shouldn't have to boast. You shouldn't have to talk about it. Now, that was cool back in 3 Musketeer days, you know, when men were men and if you wasn't, you know, stand up. Let's go outside so I can stab your ass with my sword. I mean, you know, if it wasn't right, we gonna go out there and do. So it wasn't about needing to prove your goddamn self. But what I'm saying is today, there's so much jumping off that, you know, it just takes a lot more courage to toot your horn than it does to be silent about it. Why, I guess. Why? Shit. That's because when you let people know, you know, what you've done and what you expect to do, sure, the person looking at it on a boasting platform is boasting. But at the same time, what that does is make you go further in your obligation to do what you're supposed to do. That brings me to 5 no's. You know we have 5 no's that most of my alumni have incorporated into their lives. And I need some of you guys to incorporate it. It's not going to be easy. What you ain't understanding, what you keep trying to run past, is that even though you get the information, you still have to learn how to use it. You got to bring your ass to Sidewalk University. If you notice, I'm getting more and more tired of doing these shows because the more I do Sidewalk University, I see how much people need it. But at the same time, doing these shows show me how much, how many motherfuckers just ain't gonna get it. And then I'm just wasting my goddamn energy. Shit. Some things are written in stone and other things aren't. But, you know, when you develop it, you want as much of what you are using to develop to be written in stone, because those things are going to form your beliefs. You have to understand there's things that you must do in order to promote you. All of the things I talk about are related. You know, we're going to talk about a belief system today, but not the way we normally talk about it. I told you we was going to talk about the five. Well, I'm not talking about them, but I am going to let you know what the five no's are. The first and most important no is that you're just done. You're not apologizing. No more apologizing. I mean, just think about what no apology is about. It's not about being an asshole. It's not about saying fuck everybody. It's about being proud of who you are. It's about understanding you're going to be who you are regardless of where you're at or the time of day. You're not going to tell women you're sorry for not giving a goddamn about that bullshit they telling you. You ain't going to be sorry for telling this sucker that you ain't trying to hear that bullshit he talking. You will no longer apologize for being your goddamn self. 215, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey.
Yo, I got a question for you.
Come on.
When you was in the game, right?
Yeah.
And you decided to hang it up. Did you lose everything you had, or was it a situation where you just eased into your new lifestyle?
Bro, with me personally, no, I didn't lose anything when I decided. But you, let's say you doing something, or anybody out there listening, when you quit it, everything you gained while you were doing it, you still have it. You stop doing what it would take to gain these things, if that's the case. But these things that you gained were part of building your foundation of being you. And if you decide that you don't need to do these things no more, that's you accepting that you've already become you. And now you don't have to doggone trip about being you. You just have to be you. So, man, the thing about growth is you have to grow when the growth shows. When the growth presents itself. You can't just hear people talk. You can't just hear what I say and think it sounds good without accepting it. Now, if you think about this, ask yourself that, you know, not the very question that you asked me about when I stopped and I had to give everything up. And ask yourself, if you was doing something and you stopped, would you give it up? Because this is how you learn what to do, man. You might be really asking me this question, but the answer is what's important. But the answer won't be important if you don't take the answer and make it important to your life by using that answer. And when you use it, that's when you got the answer. Other than that, you know, you just wasting time talking and hearing shit. You know what I'm saying? If you understand what I'm saying, do you?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, for sure. Look, that was the first no. You know, no apologies. Now, the second no is no fear. Now, I say these no's, and I give very brief explanations or, you know, what they are. But I'm going to tell you the importance of each one of them. We just talked about no apologies. And no fear is next. See, the thing about no fear, a lot of people are afraid to be who the fuck they are because of what they think people will think about you being you. A lot of people afraid. It doesn't sound like it makes sense, but it's very true. A lot of you are not being yourselves because you're unsure how people will take you being you. That's dead. We got to stop fearing what it takes to be you. You have to make yourself understand that everyone is not going to be in your level. Excuse me, on your level. They're just not. And if you expect them to be, then you're going to be, you know, tripping about shit. You got to understand that you're among a very few motherfuckers the way you think. And in that case, it means you're not going to run into very many of people who think like you. Therefore, you're going to always have to understand you're not going to be understood. Therefore, fuck it. You're not going to be understood. So ain't no sense in trying to go easy so somebody can accept where you're coming from. Because they're not. All you do when you do that is take from yourself. So no apologies. You ain't going to be, you know, apologize for being your goddamn self. No fear. You ain't gonna have no fear about what people think for you being you, nor will you be scared of what it takes to be you. The third no is no damn shame. I mean, think about this shit, you guys. First, you want to apologize for being you. Then, at the same time, you're dealing with the fear of what people think about you being you. And to top that, you shame of being you. Come on, man. The third one is no fucking shame. You will no longer feel shame of what the real you is or who the real you is. That's the only you that you'll represent from here on out. Because you have to accept things. You must accept things if you want to change. No goddamn shame. You know, you can't be trying to be quiet because you're, you know, feeling stronger. You don't want to be crazy and just be overly loud either. But you certainly are not trying to hide what you learned. You don't apologize for who you are. You don't fear what people think about who the fuck you are. And you don't have shame for being who the fuck you are. And fourth, the fourth thing, the fourth no, is no disrespect. A lot of people, simply because you stand up to what you believe, they want to put you in a position of you're disrespecting them. Because it may be something opposite or against what they think. Now, you can either back up from what you think, and as a alpha man, when you see that what you think will have no bearing on the situation, otherwise these people are way under you as far as knowledge, well, I mean, you don't have to really kick it with them as far as disrespect, because they will never understand. But the people that do understand, the people that you have respect for, but disagree with, you don't mean any one of them motherfuckers disrespect by being yourself. You've thought these things through. You're not just saying, no, fuck that. I don't believe that. You've learned to think in a nanosecond. And if you understand what that means you're thinking faster than people think. And then in that case, it's going to look like you're not taking time to think of something. But you have. You've just thought of it so fast that they think you're just, you know, being disrespectful. No, I think that fast. And I'm not going to be any type of apologizing because you think, because I think fast, I'm disrespecting you. And lastly, you got to understand these things are all related. No apology. Why are you going to apologize for being yourself? And if you stop apologizing, why would you have fear for being yourself? And if you don't have any fear and you ain't apologizing, why would you be ashamed? God damn it. If you don't have shame and you don't have no fear and you ain't apologizing, why would you let a motherfucker think you trying to disrespect them because you being you? And like I said, lastly, no regrets. You don't goddamn regret thinking like this. You don't regret making these choices because these choices have made you who you are. And you're not going to regret the so-called friends you might lose because you're being yourself. All these things together give you a particular aspect or outlook on life and the way you live your life. And these principles, when you see them as such, will be a very good guide for you. These are the five no's that you need to have as part of your goddamn belief system. No apologies, no fears, no shame, no disrespect, and no regrets. And you need to implement these in your life ASAP. Now, a lot of times I try, maybe not very successfully, I try to introduce myself and what I'm doing without overtly offending any of you motherfuckers. And I hope I don't do that because in reality, it's not my intention to offend you. But it is my intention to be offensive. Because you need to know how offensive it is of you to make me have to listen to this shit you talk and have to explain how to counter what you think only to have you continue thinking that way. I mean, that's bad to me. You know, this ain't the Ask Rosebud show. This is the Down and Dirty show. And what I do is work with motherfuckers, or at least I claim to be trying to talk to motherfuckers who want to have some game, catch some bitches, do some pimping, whatever. But, I mean, you know, that's neither here nor there. Because you can't catch fish in a goddamn pond that ain't got no fish in it. Man, I'm an author. I done written over 20 books. I got a bachelor in sociology with an educational concentration. I got a master's in teaching and learning with technology. I got a PhD in game because I pimped hoes daily. And what I'm trying to say is these things have led me to be an immovable force. I try hard to be this force, I'm not taking lightly what this force means for me. That teaching and learning with technology degree, I earned that degree because I knew most of the motherfuckers that I would deal with I'd be dealing with them through technology. And the tools that I get from them to use would have to be delivered through technology in one way or another. But what can't be delivered through technology is the fucking confidence that comes with using this shit. I'm like halfway, more than halfway through my psychology master's, but I don't really pursue it like I did at one time. Because, you know, if I'm going to be counseling people, I need to know that I know enough about psychology to actually do it right. I don't want to have to do shit. But coaching has shown me that I would really want to be a good counselor. I wouldn't make a good counselor because I don't really want to sit and coach somebody, because in coaching, once they've paid you, you must sit there and listen to them, even if they're talking all this nonsense. You just wouldn't imagine what people will make me listen to and then try to explain how what I'm listening to is right. And at the same time, they're admitting this is what they've been listening to, and they have hella problems. And they never see why I'd be cutting them off. I don't want to hear that. They never see why. This is crazy to me. But as you can see, I'm still here. I'm serious about this shit. I'm very serious about what I'm doing these days. And you know, you can get at me, askrosebud@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. I got a new page. God damn it, what is that fucking page? I got my robot page. That's this broad I just met hooked me up with this. Let me go to this page and see what it's. Oh, it's my Tumblr page. Oh, God damn it! I think that's the page. Rosebud's. Well, go to rosebudrobot.tumblr.com, and you're going to see all my shit in one place. I think that is still under construction, but you can see what's up with it. It's got all my shit in one place. All the shit I just named to you, it's all in one place. All my URLs, everything about it. And what I'm saying is, this is kind of what not this show, but this is what it's about. Progress. My shows ain't based on it, but I prefer to speak to callers in the topic of the day is what I'd be wanting to really hear from whoever called. And the belief system that I have has to be supported by moves I make. If I don't continually make moves, then my system will have failed me and I'll start shutting down. Why? Because I won't be doing shit. So, what I'm really trying to say is everything I do is to show you how you can develop and use and live and benefit from what you believe. If you goddamn develop what you believe into something that you really believe, a belief, that shit is going to support you. That shit is going to allow you to be or become everything you want to be or become. Now, when you are in this situation, this way, you have to you actually have to realize that self-help is something that most people are capable of, but they're very undisciplined. Now, tonight maybe we go into a little bit of that, but we are going to go into what you need in order to develop the system of your manhood should be anchored in. And developing that system is going to require you to be committed to what you claim your principles are. It's really simple. If you really want to do this, once you start, and the way you do it is to be conscious, very conscious of every goddamn thing you say. Every day, just think about what you say. 347, what's up with you?
Hey, what's up, Professor? This is AJ.
AJ, what's happening?
I had a question.
All right.
Not much. I had a quick question. What is it when you catch a female? Like, is it, like, how do you know? Is it when she calls you back or, like, got you, or you got her mesmerized in the conversation?
Okay, check this out. Just listening to you ask that question, it would bring me to think that you have never caught a bra. I'm not going to say that's true. But I'm going to say you are much sharper than you are giving yourself credit for, because what do I need to know that makes me know I caught her? All kinds of shit. There is no one thing. The way that bitch looked at me, the way she listened to me, the way she thought to ride with me, the way she did whatever the fuck I asked her to do, you know, the pride that she had when she with me. You can see all that shit in the bra. You know, there is no, oh, she did this, so that means I caught her. Nah, man. You caught the bra when you know what you like. It ain't about the bra, man. I keep trying to teach you guys that. When you know what you like, as far as if a bra did this, I would like it. If a bra did that, I would like it. When you know that shit, and some bitch you met is doing all those things, whatever they are, then you automatically like her. You don't even have to ask her shit. And if she keep doing that after you like her, she's caught. I mean, why would you ask yourself that question? Because that is a stop question. It makes you not do anything because there's no answer to it. Do you understand that?
Right. I understand. It's whatever I say is going to be. Or what I feel.
No. What I'm saying is this, man. There is a such thing as catching, but there is no one way to catch. Unless the one way is being direct. But there is no one way to be direct. So what I'm saying is, if you look for answers in that regard, all you're going to come up with is questions. That's why you don't ask no questions except one. And that question is, what the fuck do I like, or what the fuck would I want my woman to be like? And when you answer that those questions, that's what you're going to be looking for in women. And when you out, you're going to see this bitch and you got like 10 things you like. And she going to fail on 8 of them and pass on 2. You don't want to fuck with her. But, you know, you're going to get one and get 5 and 5. You don't want to fuck with her. I'm saying, you want to fuck with the one and get 9 out of 10. And she's out there. But you missing her because you haven't told yourself what to look for. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
All right. So, That was a good question, AJ. This is very important because we all are trying to utilize what we learn in developing your belief. It requires you to have principles, and you have to voice them, if not to everyone, at least to yourself. You can't just say, I have principles. You got to say what they are. And you can't limit them to the things you think about as far as what your principles are about. What I'm saying is you have to accept that you have principles first. And then that's all you have to accept. Because anything you do or anything that you encounter, automatically you're going to deal with it within your principles. Why? Because you've told yourself what you will and will not do. You won't have to guess. And if it's ever going against it, you're not doing it. As long as it's going with it, you can do it if you want to. If you don't, you won't. You won't. Okay, come on. Who is this, Cameron?
Yeah, what's up, bud?
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question for you. Well, actually, it's a scenario. So I was out the other night, and I was doing what you said in one of your tools, and I was trying to see what I could see with a group of women. So it was a group of three of them, and I thought I seen what I saw in one of them, but after we talked for a while, you know, she kind of dismissed me, and she had left. So then there was two left, and I got at one of them, and it was like this one was really into me, right? Even to the point where, you know what I'm saying, she let me hold her phone and, you know, told me
Hey, yeah. This is very boring, man. Can you get to the goddamn point?
I'm getting to the point. So my question to you is, when you're getting at a group, is it like if you get at one and you miss
no,
the whole
man,
group?
No, man, no. Stop. No, stop. Because that's not what I told you about a group. That's you trying to make your goddamn shit work. That ain't how you get at no group of bras, man. How you going to... Who the fuck do you know? Which one do you know? You don't know now one of them bitches, man. That's why you talk to all of them. Fuck them motherfucking bitches. The one that liked you is going to show up. If you would have talked to all three of them bitches, that bitch you said that liked you would have showed you she liked you because she would have paid more attention to what you were saying. Then you could have directed your shit at her. Now, what was you going to ask me about the bitch, man?
No, that was it. That was all I was going to ask you.
No, but you were saying the second one was giving more action. So what I'm saying is, it seems like you would have something to ask about that.
Oh, well, it ain't nothing come from it. So I was going to ask.
Listen. That's why you guys lose. Because you make shit up in your head that ain't shit. You don't try the real shit, but you certainly will try that bullshit. You sit up there and think the one that's talking to you, you got way more action, and then you say nothing come of it. Now, that changed the whole scenario. You know what it changed it to? Your conversation ain't shit. That's what that changes to. How you going to be sitting with a group of bitches and one by one, they just missed you? Your conversation fucked up. I don't want to hear it. Your conversation fucked up. The way you deliver it is fucked up. That's why you need to bring your ass back. That bullshit you're doing, it ain't gonna do nothing but what you seeing. You gotta change whatever ain't working. I don't know what you're doing out there. You know it. But if you're gonna do the same goddamn shit over and over and over and over, how are you gonna change? A motherfucker give you information
and you take the information and go do the same shit you was doing before you got the information. Come on, man. Motherfuckers can't part the sea. There's things you gotta do. And if you can't see what you gotta do, every single thing that happens, you're gonna have to come to class and ask what to do. Because you can't see shit. You wanna, whatever you was doing or saying to the first bitch and she left, you just started doing the same shit with the second bitch. And you know it. Now, didn't you? Tell the truth.
You know what? I think you're right.
Cameron, you didn't have to take that long to say I was right. I know I'm right. You knew I was right. But that's how slow you think. People, fucking, especially bitches, don't want to be with no slow-thinking motherfucker. And you don't think. You don't see you doing the same shit with this broad that you did with that broad. And both of the broads diss you, but you go to the third broad and do the same shit with her. Fuck that. Next semester.
Listen.
Next semester, when you come in there, make your goddamn mind up. You are not doing the same thing twice. You ain't saying the same thing twice. You ain't doing it. Make your mind up. And if you can't do it, you're going to get kicked out of class. I'm not fucking with you guys over and over. And you keep doing the same shit, expecting to change. Do you know what idiots or stupidity is? It's the definition, doing the same shit, expecting different outcomes. That's idiotic. It's stupidity. Now, let's go forward. I hate to be like, that's one of my students. I don't give a fuck. I'm being real with these motherfuckers so that they can come out of this shit. Don't be going around saying shit that's half thought out. I keep talking to people in my group. Excuse me. SWU about that shit. Starting off some line that sounds cool. But if you ain't got no conversation to follow or back that shit up, you sound like a damn fool talking about how cool it is to see you walking on the beach looking so beautiful and your next sentence is talking about baking a lemon cake. That's how stupid you motherfuckers sound. You can't be saying shit that's half thought out. Whatever the fuck you say, you need to make sure you know what you're going to say after it. So that when you say that, it'll sound like it's part of your conversation. Motherfucker walk up talking about what it made him think, and then the motherfucker don't even talk about what he thought. Just say, seeing you make me think of a romantic day on the beach. And then he starts talking about riding bicycles. What the fuck? That is stupid. Most of us start out learning or developing our belief with the same goddamn statement or some variation of it. Man, I'm going to stop procrastinating. Man, I'm going to stop doing that shit. Whatever the fuck, man. I don't care if you keep doing it. I don't. Because my kindness is over. You know why? Because I've done it for a complete year. You guys know SWU New Year's of this year. And when this semester is over, this coming up semester, it'll be a year, a full year. And all this time that I've been toiling, working hard as fuck, trying to get these motherfuckers to learn, which they are, even though I got a low graduation rate,
I got a high learning rate. But learning ain't shit to me, and they know it. I don't give a fuck what you can learn. If you can't do it, you ain't shit. Now, doing it is what's up. But my point is, I've been fucking doing this shit a year. And I didn't learn, as long as you tell a motherfucker that they can, just like y'all, as long as you know I'm coming every Thursday, you ain't going to get the shit. You just going to keep listening. Therefore, I'm going to have to come every Thursday. Just like with these motherfuckers, when I tell them they can come next semester, if you don't get it this semester, you can come next semester. They ain't going to try this semester because they know they can come. Guess what? Don't take no goddamn diesel truck and run me over to know when I'm doing something stupid. All kind of goddamn things happen in the world that you be in that you don't pay attention to. Every motherfucker that's going to change, that's the first thing they say. I gotta develop it. I got to do that. Man, they ain't going to do shit. First of all, if you seriously want to develop a belief system, you're never too old to do it. And it's one thing for a fact. You can't be no scary ass motherfucker. You can't be scary because when you start out in this life or trying to catch women, nothing is certain. It's like a trapeze artist doing that swing without that goddamn net at the bottom for the first time. Hell, when you practicing in the net at the bottom and you make a mistake and you fall, the net catches your ass. Heck, you be scared, but you don't be as scared as when that net is removed. So what I'm saying is that shit is scary. And you can't be scared of what might happen. You have to be focused on what's gonna happen. You're gonna do this flip, and then right at this moment, you're gonna see that hand and you're gonna grab it. All you think about, that's how they do it. Well, at least that's what I think. Don't get me wrong. I never tried to be no flying trapeze artist, so I don't know what the fuck they be doing. So don't take what I'm saying in that case and go out and try it, because I might be dead wrong. You might get dead. Shit. But, I mean, all kinds of things are going to happen, you know, when you get serious about being a man. Because, you know, the life of a real man is like a roller coaster ride. It got turns, dips, and all kind of scary shit in it. A couple dudes took the course. And, not a couple dudes, a lot of dudes. And they made me realize different interactions with them. That a lot of you motherfuckers just, you don't realize that you're wasting your time with the things that you do because you don't think the things through. Even if you get into a program or you get into something like this, what we're doing now, you know, you get into it, but listen to it as long as it's feasible for you to listen. You know, as long as I'm telling things that's funny, mixed with maybe one point or two that's real. But the moment I get really, really real, motherfuckers don't want to hear that shit. They don't. They want to hear the bullshit. Man, my course do a lot for you. But some of the things that you get from it is going to come from your own perception of what's being said. And for instance, you know, one of the things we, you know, want to change is no more wasting time fucking with deadbeats. First of all, in order for that to even work, you got to at least have a working definition of what a deadbeat bitch is. 832, what's up with you?
What's going on, bud?
Hey, man.
You're going off on these cats, man. I just want to kind of point them in a direction. If they go watch the Drop of a Dime, the second episode, the part when you were trying to get at that hole, even though that was scripted, that's real life for you. and your whole conversation from, hey, baby, what's going on with your girl, to the last thing you said showed that you understood what was going to happen. And it was either you was going to hit or miss. It just, that was a, you know, script.
It is a script. All of it's scripted, brother. That's kind of sharp you see. So it's not scripted, but it's a script. Because when you say one thing, everything has to lead. You know, hey, baby, you know, I'm here for you. You know, that's a joke. And I'm trying to say that so the bitch can, you know, do a chuckle. Because you never know how you got to get the bitch. You know, you get her, hey, girl, what's going on? She might turn around. But if she don't, you say something else. You know, and you ain't saying the same shit. You know, in the same way. Yeah. You know, your voice got to change. You got to put your work in, man.
Man, you almost, I'm going to tell you, man, you know, you almost killed me, man. I was laughing so hard when you told that motherfucker, hey, don't be walking so fast. I damn near, man, the laughter was so high, I'd rather commit suicide at that moment, man. I was like, this motherfucker, hell. I literally had to pull up, man. I was about to die, man.
hey, man, that's good, though. Good looking out, man. That's Drew Moore. I didn't know it was you, man. What's up?
Oh, man, I'm just saying, when I saw that shit, I really understood. Like, I said, this motherfucker, even like I say, that's a movie script, but that's real. That's you. Like, I saw what you be teaching when you done that. Because you already knew what you was up against. So you was, that whole script was showing, I'm finna get at this bitch regardless. You wasn't worried about shit. And when you told that motherfucker don't be walking so fast, most bitches would have done something. They would have stopped and you would have knew you had action. You know what I'm saying? That shit was dope.
I don't know about most bitches would have did. Bitches I put fuck with would have did what that bitch did. Keep staring unless all right, let me put you back in. Hey, I'm telling you guys, if you pay attention to shit, just like that motherfucker picked up on that, it's little jewels in the shit I be doing. Because he shows scenes, but it don't matter. I don't give a fuck. I'm saying something. I ain't finna say what everybody be saying. See, the first thing you gotta do, man, when you be telling yourself, look, I ain't fucking with no punk bitches no more. First thing you got to do is say that shit a few times out loud. You got to say it to yourself. And you got to say it to you like feel it in your stomach. Because each time you say it, you should mean it more and more. And pretty soon you're going to like tense when you say it. And every time you think of it, you got to say it. Yeah, man, I ain't fucking with no punk bitches. You got to say it. This is very important. And this is something to do to realize the strength or to strengthen your belief. This will help turn it into a tenet, and something that is a serious rule that cannot be broken and you live by it. You got to tell yourself that you believe in you and all you think. And you got to say it loud and mean it. I know you ain't going to do it. That's why you can't do what we're talking about. Because the things to do to get you to the point to do what we're talking about, you too cool to fucking do it. So fuck you. What the fuck you talking about, man? You got to make yourself accept that you trust your goddamn decision. And one of the very best ways to establish that you trust what you think is when you're talking to a woman. See, now, you're talking about you ain't going to procrastinate. And I'm talking about you didn't just say it, you ain't been to fuck with punk bitches. Now, you've been to talk to a woman. What you going to do? You got something to stand up to now. You can't just talk to the bitch. See? That's what I'm talking about. You don't even think of shit. You just say shit. So, you said you ain't gonna do no procrastinating. And now you didn't say it. You ain't fucking with no punk bitches. So, shit. Let's see what you do when you get to talking to this bitch. Now, when you're speaking to her, me. I make myself think I'm wasting my goddamn time. And I'm going to do something about it. Otherwise, the more I sit here, the more time I'm wasting. So 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to have an aggressive, get say shit or get them off the pot type attitude. And I'm going to be talking like that. I ain't going to, I don't mean that you got to sit there and politely excuse yourself when the bitch lets you know she wasting your time. I mean quite the opposite. Once you see that this bitch ain't shit, she's indeed wasting your fucking time, you gotta make yourself abruptly leave. Almost a goddamn shit, because this bitch got the nerve to waste your time like you a regular motherfucker. And you, when you start talking, you gotta have that attitude. You got a lot of motherfucking nerve to have me sit down here talking to you and you whatever, a skank ass motherfucker. You know, you gotta have that dog by attitude. And what I'm saying is, since you're on your AVPs, you always playing. And you always play your hand. And in this instance, you making a move before the moves confronts you to be made, because she said something to let you think that she ain't shit. And before whatever she been asking you for, a drink, a ride, whatever, you already see it. Now, I know you probably don't see the sense in, you know, what I said, but believe me, if you were equipped to see the sense in it, I wouldn't have to be saying it. This is new information. So I suggest with this and any other new information you get from me, take your ass and go try it out. Gee, why don't you guys think you need to try shit out? It's free, and it just might show you something. What I'm saying is, let's say you don't want to procrastinate no more. Let's say you didn't even make up a new resolution, and you just don't want to procrastinate no more. How come you don't try it out on the broad? You know, talk to her when they get to talking about whatever the hell they talk about to make, well, as soon as they start saying what kind of woman they are, or any of that queen bullshit. You know, hey, just try it. Let them know where you're coming from. You ain't going for that bullshit. I don't want to hear that shit. Hey, you queen, what do queens do? This can't even answer what a queen do. Stop accepting shit. Challenge the bitch. Make her stand up to you. And see that she changed. Man. Bitch can't stand up to you. If you would ever open your fucking mouth and just talk, you'll see the bitch is a facade. She ain't even real. I bet them ain't her eyes. I bet her lips ain't that color. I bet her cheeks don't look like that. I bet her eyebrows ain't shaped like that. She got on a girl. Bitch got her titties pushed up. Bitch got on some motherfucking high heels. Come on, man. Ain't nothing real about that bitch. What you got? You got your hair combed, you got some shoes and clothes, and that's all. So see, you better understand, them bitches need to stand up to you. You the only real motherfucking thing in the bitch life. Fucking bitch look at herself and hate her. She hate her fucking self. She can't go out the house like you. What the fuck do you do? Wake up, wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your hair, get dressed, and leave. Back, put on a wig, you don't do none of your shape, you don't put no heels on so you can be taller, you don't do none of that shit. Because you real, authentic. The more you fake, the more you be like bitches. That's why bitches don't like you motherfuckers. You act like them, fake motherfuckers. Accepting something that's new because you heard it I'm saying, yeah, you know, that shit dope, man. I believe that shit. Yeah, that ain't really accepting it. You got to use the shit. How to use it? How do you know if it works? Goddamn. I mean, this shit is common sense if you ever thought things through. You can't be afraid to establish that your time is being wasted. And in seeing that you will leave the motherfucker sitting alone, this will show her and whoever watching. Don't be fucking with you. You want to do this to each woman you meet every day for some weeks. You want to walk up to them motherfuckers thinking, this goddamn bitch gonna waste my motherfucking time, but I'm gonna say hello. You say hi with it, I'm talking ass motherfucker. You know, that's what I think. You ain't got to say all that, but at least that's what I be thinking, chat bitch. Hey, girl, what's up? And when I say that, punk better say woo-woo. And she say whatever she say, I'm gonna say, girl, you know, woo-woo, whatever I say. But when I say that, I'm thinking this bitch. You know, if she don't say this, you know, now I already made myself think she didn't waste my time. So I'm like, I be cool, whatever I say. But if the bitch didn't fool me, you know, and I'm sitting there, she done got me to sit down. And then after I'm sitting there, I realize that she ain't shit. And I stay sitting there. Talking to her, I already said I don't play. I ain't wasting my time. She knows she's wasting my time. She knows she ain't shit. So if I was what I said, why would I still be sitting there? That's why. As soon as you see she ain't shit, you're supposed to push up. God damn, man, I thought you looked like you wasn't real. Damn, baby, I knew you had on the wig, but I thought that was the only thing fake about you. But you know what I'm saying? I gotta go. I can't be dealing with this. This gonna be insulted. You motherfucking right. Fuck you, bitch. You motherfucking waste my time and you don't think I should be insulted? And if I am insulted, you think I'm gonna just be cool about it, bitch? I'm not gonna say all that. But what I say will relay all that. Yes. You gotta understand what you do is very serious. It's going to have a particular way to use any instrument. And the same goes for what you accept into your goddamn life. Just because you heard me say you should accept some shit, it don't negate the fact that you need to utilize what you heard immediately. Or it ain't going to be that. It ain't going to be no real value. If you believe in yourself, if you really believe you're capable of being someone different, if you really believe that, you're not talking, then you just got to pay attention to these conversations that we have. Because if you believe you're capable of being somebody different, someone who can stand head and shoulders above the rest of the men, then you can't just talk to anyone. You can't allow any and every person who wants to speak to be able to approach you. If you don't think you can do that, then you don't want to, you know, have a real belief that's special to you. The men who get my course understand that they are undertaking something that's going to make them be a star, like Michael Jordan or something. It takes true dedication. And if you do, as I suggest, you're going to become a major figure. You know, you'll become famous without ever being seen before. But believe me, when they see you, they'll recognize you. Because it's, I don't know why. I can't say because what happens. And when these same people see you again, they're going to approach you and start a conversation because they're going to remember the impression you left on. They're going to feel that they know you because you didn't done all the things the course have told you to do, and your persona is shining and has become very addictive. Now, what that sense right there. See, that's what happens. That's what goes on. That's how you catch. That's the effect you have. And I just lived that effect this weekend. You know, I've been going through them changes with my woman. You know, fuck that. This has left me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna fuck. I'll be another. Didn't take me no long time either. Man, what I'm saying is, you know, I say it shouldn't take 10 minutes. But it took only 10 minutes to catch her. It didn't take a moment. It took longer than 10 minutes being with her, but it didn't take longer than 10 minutes to catch her. Because what I'm saying is, she did what I was saying, and I got to get her to come wherever, be around me a little bit, every fucking thing that I was saying as far as talking shit about this, being this kind of guy, wanting this, wanting that, doing this, doing that, was confirmed. Of course, I'm making calls. She hearing different shit going on because I'm getting calls. But what really confirmed everything was when I made some kind of excuse to have to bring about a crib. And we come in the crib, and I bust the door open. In the crib, well, you know, I live in North Vegas, so don't get me wrong, I don't live in no mansion, but the crib was immaculate, all straightened up, all cool. I didn't know the bitch was coming over, but I had just cleaned up. I think it was Friday. Yeah, it was Friday. I had watered my plants and shit, and everything was looking all man. So the bitch went, "Ooh, you live here? You got a wife now, bitch? I ain't married." Look like me and my daughter live here, bitch. Hey, so what I'm saying is now I see I made the right move, right? So what I'm doing, hey, look, can you go give me a glass of woo-woo, whatever? Tell her that so she can go in my fucking kitchen and see my shit. Not only is my house clean, I got matching dishes, matching silverware, you know, glasses, all this shit. None of this shit mean nothing. But all of this shit together told this bitch that I wasn't no joke. Because by the time I was ready to leave, the bitch wanted to stay and have a cocktail. And from there, it was over. Why? Because when the goddamn bitch went in the bedroom and the nigga got the bed hooked up proper, you know what I'm saying, with the 600 count sheets and the hella good towels and all that shit, man, she just thought I was immaculate, which I am, because I represent that. And what I'm saying is they feel they know you because you've shown them all the things that they be looking for in a motherfucker that they want to fuck with. And you showed it to them without talking about it and without them asking about it. Which is a sure catcher. Because you've impressed them. And you didn't try to. Which is very impressive. Hey, and when they see you again, feel as if you flossing. And you ain't going to even have on no jewelry. you go feel like that. You're going to feel as if you're doing something that nobody can do. And if you understand me, you should see your belief is established by what you willing to do to make yourself stand out in a crowd of dudes that's in the same place you in. If you just want to be there, you ain't gonna amount to much. I don't want to be there. I ain't going to be so loud and nothing like that. I ain't going to blow up a firecracker to get attention. But I'm going to do something. I ain't just going to be there. I'm doing something. That's because I believe in me. That's because I know my belief does not establish itself. I know I got to establish my belief. And there's going to be times when you think, you know, this person or these people or whoever is cool and, you know, they cool to hang out with. But, you know, within a matter of seconds, you find out that they're not cool. What do? Just stand there Come on, man. No. You have to make the decision. Hey, man, I'll catch y'all later. Have something to do. Why? Because you just can't be with people that's not at a certain level. The only way that you should stay around people that you might think not up to you is if they may know something about the city that you don't know. You might be new to this city, and this dude, you know, woo-woo might know something. You have to see yourself as better at representing the caliber of man you are than the next dude. You just have to see yourself as better. You have to. If you don't see yourself as better, you won't be better. You still be procrastinating if you remain in the company of people who you see are less than you. And I know how this sounds. It sounds very judgmental. And it is. But you just got to understand, if you walking down the street and you in the wrong area, what's going to make them charge your motherfucking ass? The way you fucking look. Period. You have to be able to make judgments. You have to judge quickly. Do you think everybody is qualified to discipline themselves to a higher level like Michael Jordan or LeBron? If you don't think everybody can do that, then why should everybody judge the same when it comes to, you know, the degree you'll go to be your best? No, everybody can't be judged the same. Everybody got to be judged on their individual efforts. And your effort should be much more than the next motherfuckers. If you can't accept the fact that the road to being a motherfucker is a lonely road to travel, then you barking up the wrong goddamn tree, and you'll never allow a motherfucking lesser man. Never allow yourself to be a lesser man. There's no procrastination in me. Absolutely none. Even if the road is lonely, the fact that it's lonely will never stop me from finding my way. You got to develop that frame of mind. You got to develop the frame of mind that people have to be worthy to be around you. But you can't, I ain't saying act all uppity or none of that kind of goddamn shit. I'm just saying you got to see and make judgments and not fuck with people that ain't your level. They don't have to know you didn't make this judgment. What you're supposed to be doing is completely unique from what anybody else is doing. The motherfuckers that's living off of what they think and believe are the motherfuckers that you associate with. And you all are awesome. You're the awesome ones. I'm the kind of person who has to do something with the shit that I come up with suddenly. And it got to reflect that I came up. I mean, I ain't saying you got to be like me, just like me, do what I do. But I know some of you guys in the same position, you know, find $500,000 laying on the ground. You know, you fuck around and go put it in the bank or whatever. Maybe make some investments, whatever. You know, maybe get an IRA. You know, you're going to do something with it, which I applaud that. But the way I used to think was if I saved money, something was going to come up and take it all away from me. So I would just spend all my money. And when I left the game, I kind of was still thinking like that, you know, but it didn't work like that because, shit, when I left the game, I didn't have the kind of money that I was getting. Even when I was kind of slowing down in the game, I was having 300 times more money than I was as a square. But let's say I had 50 racks and I spent 500 and put the rest away for a rainy day. $49,500 for a rainy day. Now, think about this. Let's say a storm comes And you motherfuckers need that 49 racks to fix whatever the storm broke. And you say to yourself, man, I'm glad I had that 50. And then you start living. And forever, not forever, but for a very long time, that storm is going to be the reason for all your anger about your life. Because it's taken your money and you spent it. You spent it well. You know, your house was fucked up. So you had to spend it. You ain't going to be glad you had it. I mean, you're going to be glad you had it, but you ain't going to be glad you spent it. You're going to accept that you had to spend it. But what I'm fucking saying is, I've had the experience of doing something similar in a few weeks after stocking the money. Stormed. It didn't rain storm, but it wasn't rain. It was a hurricane or a tornado or some shit. And I'm telling you, I spent the goddamn money. I wonder, fuck, what fucking good is that damn shit? You know, all that. If that's all I'm gonna do with it is fucking put it somewhere and wait for some tragedy happen so that I can use it. Man, shit. Personally, I'd rather enjoy my money while I'm strong, while I'm doing enough to do what I want to do. And you know, I want to do what I want, how I want, the way I want to. You take money to do that shit. So I spend my little money on whatever the hell I'm thinking of spending on. And the motherfucking storm come, and the nigga need the money he spent. Just because I ain't got it don't mean I ain't finna hustle up on it. That's just all it is to it. I'm a nigga gonna get some money. So shit. Well, I'm saying, my thought is I got to spend this shit. Because if I don't spend it, the IRS or some motherfucker gonna take it. Now, that's because I was living outside the law at the time. Now I'm living inside the law, paying my taxes and shit. And I still feel the fucking same way. Shit. I wish I could do what I really, know, want to do. But what I'm saying is, I know I'm always going to, get enough money for it to flow over, and I can't spend it all. Well, I'm not going to say always, but I know I'm always going to be capable of getting enough money. Don't necessarily mean I will. But me, years later, You know, I ain't having as much money as I once had, but I didn't learn so much about money. I didn't learn so much about living. I didn't learn so much about how to do what you do that it's like I'm having way more money. But I'm not. But I am having way more fun. Why? Because I learned a lot since I've been living. You shouldn't stop learning. I learned how to spend $10. Same $10 I was fucking all years ago. Getting the shit that I thought I wanted years ago. Getting lesser shit now, meaning more than that shit that I used to get. I don't know why. I don't even wear the jewelry anymore. But you let me buy something now. This is one of them damn watches. I forgot the name of the fucking watches. I got Jacob's. Well, I got a couple of fucking watches. $800 watches. I'll wear them motherfuckers in a minute. But now, the 5,000 whatever, man, the nigga ain't wearing that shit. For one thing, mother, cut your hand off about that shit now. But what I'm really saying is value. I have such a different value. And if I could show you motherfuckers how to have that value now, and you live for 30, 40 more years, 50 more years, man, you gonna thank me. Even though I'll be dead, your ass will be thanking me. Because it's a real, real thing that I'm talking about. You know, I'm constantly doing all kind of things that's important to my future. That I'm having hella fun. And I have a belief, and I've been lived by it for the last 50, 60 years. And I don't see me changing anytime soon. If you are dedicated, I mean, you just really dedicated to what you believe and what you talk. And I'm sure, maybe not sure, but I think you guys gotta know I'm dedicated. You gotta know it. I've been doing this shit for a few years, twice a week, rain and shine. Sometimes I, whatever, get sick or whatever. But this shit is real to me. If you dedicate it and you do all you can do to achieve your goals, you're just gonna live comfortably in your golden years. Excuse me, I didn't start hiccuping. I gotta have a drink. Hold on. You know me, I got to do it. Shit. Now, I could legitimately be tripping on how much money I didn't have, how much money I didn't spend. You know, I would think that I should have done some other things or, you know, make some other avenues. But don't get me wrong. I think shit like that. And it don't really do me any good to live in the past and trip about what the fuck I should have done. And every time I think that kind of shit, you know, I look around, you know, what I'm doing, how I'm living, you know, how I feel. So, you know, I ain't, you know, tripping. I ain't going to work. I ain't slaving at no job trying to make ends meet. You know, the game has been good to me. I believe I'm being rewarded for my genuine belief in me. It's a scale, and you got to weigh it out for yourself. It's on a sliding scale, but still, you got to go through every goddamn thing that's out there for you. Failures, everything. I failed. You motherfuckers know I failed. I didn't told you. Just like when I tell you of my successes, I tell you when I failed, but my failures have been very far and few between. So, of course, you know, you're going to get knocked down a few times. I didn't, you know, shit. But the key to that is to get up and not lose a step, which is what I do. I am not bragging. I'm pointing out something true so that you can know you can do it. 9 out of 10 times, you won't believe you can do it unless you've seen it being done. Unless you know it can really be done. So here is a motherfucker, 86. I ain't 85. I hope to live that long. But here's a motherfucker, 65 years old, doing shit. Doing shit. You see my shit I'm doing? Support my YouTube shit too, you guys. Share it every time. Because believe me, you know, I'm going to get financed. We're going to make some real shit. And I'm going to use extras. We're going to be shooting in Vegas at the end of this month. So, I mean, I'm doing a lot of fucking shit. I believe in my dreams. Fuck it. I believe in it. And I am chasing a ghost. I know I'm chasing a ghost. Shit. But what if I catch the motherfucker? Goddamn. Do you know how much it pays to catch a ghost? If you did, your ass would be chasing it, just like I am. Michael Jordan chased it, LeBron chased it, Chris Webber, all them motherfuckers chased it. They know. People like them know. They know how much it pays, which is exactly why they chased the motherfucker. They didn't worry about tomorrow. Them motherfuckers didn't have to live comfortably and not get hurt or whatever the fuck. They could have got hurt. Shit. 713, what's up?
Hey, this is Dave, man. Yeah, you inspire me. I know you're 65, you're chasing the ghost, but like you say, if you catch that ghost, I think I know what you're going to do. You're going to catch another ghost. You know, that keeps you going. So you're not going to be satisfied with catching one ghost, even though catching a ghost is hell. You know, if you catch one ghost, you're going to catch another one. You're going to start.
Dave, let me tell you something about what you just said, bro, which is so fucking true. Because I've caught three ghosts in my life. And I was getting ready to say that. I was getting ready to say catching a ghost lets you know it's possible. It may take a hell of a long time to catch another one, and you probably won't be able to use the same technique, but you can catch another one. Because I caught one when I opened SWU, bro. That was a big dream. Shit. Hey, that's what's up, Dave. I love that shit you just said. Hey, 847, what's happening?
Hey, good evening. This is Leon Ledensky.
Leon, what's happening, bro?
Not much, man. I just got one question for you. As you know, when a man enters a bar, he's not supposed to sit around and be by himself. He's supposed to move around and talk to the other people in the bar, the other groups of people and so forth, right? Now, my issue is that, you know, I don't give a fuck about anybody in the bar, so I find it hard to strike up a conversation with them. What do you think about that?
Well, man, excuse me. See, giving a fuck about somebody and being social is two different things, man. And you got to learn how to separate them things, because there's a lot of times you're going to be in situations that you don't have to like, but you have to deal with it, you know, period. I mean, sometimes you're going to be in a situation that you just absolutely don't want to be there, but you are there. So what are you going to do? You got to deal with it. When you're in a bar and you don't really give a fuck about none of the people there, you're supposed to say that to yourself, man, I don't give a fuck about these motherfuckers. And then just start talking to one of them. You ain't got to act like you give a fuck about them. You're just talking about whatever is the current event. That's called socializing. That makes you relax and have your beer. You don't know this motherfucker. You know, you might be talking about Trump or something, drinking your beer, and end up drinking that whole beer, maybe have another one, never ask that motherfucker's name. You know, you just want to chill. You got to learn how to do that, Leon. That's really important. If you don't learn how to do that, you're going to stay tense all the time. I bet you do, don't you?
Well, sometimes. And other times, I don't know the reason why, but sometimes it's like this. But, you know, I'll just force myself to.
No, don't force yourself. Educate yourself and ease into what you're doing. You know, you got to have a lot of adjustment to thoughts. And then you got to adjust these thoughts to the way you want to live. The thoughts are going to come new when you get into environments that are new that you haven't been in. And you're going to have to adjust to these thoughts, because the thoughts is what's probably giving you problems right now, because you don't really know what to think. But you have to accept that you have things that you're going to get involved in that's going to be something you haven't been involved in, and you're going to have to know what to think. And the best way to do it is to go do it. Go to the bar. And even if the motherfucker that's sitting next to you, you only say hi to. So what? You didn't do that before. But I'm telling you, you'll say more, man, when you think it through before you go to the bar. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
All right, man, for sure.
All right.
Hey, guys, let me tell you something. This show is a good show. Because I feel that I, even though I didn't get a lot of calls, I got enough calls to make me feel that it was informative. I like doing shit, fellas. I just don't want to be a useless motherfucker. See, You just have to be somebody you can believe in. You know, we don't, me personally, I don't want the kind of security that other men need, because in my mind, my belief is my security. And this doesn't mean do not play for your future. It means as long as you stay true to what you believe, you will progress towards that belief. And in the long run, we're all just trying to fucking have some money. But me personally, I'm doing a little more than that. I'm trying to make a difference. I just hope you see the importance of confidence and having a belief system, because you'll learn that security don't come from money. Money brings insecurity more than it brings security. You got to understand, when you get a bunch of money, then your problems really begin. The security comes from the knowledge that you can handle shit. Anything. Old age included. I'm proof. I am retired doing shit like I was doing when I was fucking 20 years old, and probably doing more shit. This is security. And that's why a man with the confidence to deal with his daily problems of stressful relationships and all that other shit he deals with is the richest fucking man on earth. And that's what we all striving to be. All right, fellas, I'm gone.